Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we are glad in it. We thank Jesus for his loving kindness and tender mercies unto us. Let me encourage you from the very words of Jesus' mouth. And he says in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Wow, that's a very straightforward command and caution that Jesus has given to his disciples. The command is to go and preach the gospel, and the caution is to the hearers, that those who will hear him and believe in the name of Jesus will be saved, and those who will not will be condemned. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown author wrote, "Give us a watchword for the hour, a thrilling word, a word of power, a battle cry, a flaming breath that calls to conquer even death. A word to rouse the church from rest, to heed the Master's last request. The call is given, Christians arise, our watchword is evangelize." Beautifully written. My dear brothers and sisters, as the members of the Church of Jesus Christ, how we need to be reminded continually of our Lord's final request. We settle down so easily in our individual comforts and in the security of our church routines. Worldwide evangelization will become a realistic possibility only when the Spirit of God renews his people personally with a vision and passion for the spiritual needs of a lost world. When in his power, when we are willing to go, to evangelize. So I would encourage you, evangelism is a ministry that has been given to every believing Christian. You don't need to have a pulpit to preach the gospel. Your life is a gospel. Wherever you are, in your marketplace, you will live for the glory of Yeshua. You will not keep any stone unturned in preaching the gospel, laying hands on the sick, praying for the recovery of them, and sharing the good news with somebody today. Amen. So seek to, you know, read some pertinent article on the status of world missions. Ask God to show you a more significant role in this great endeavor, and meditate on the truth of Christ's command as he has commanded us. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the call of heaven, to evangelize, to win souls for Jesus. The people, those who win souls for Christ, will shine like stars in heaven. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is calling us. Would we take a thought? Would we make a prayer? Would we take an initiative to share the gospel with our neighbor, with our family, with somebody, with our friends whom we interact with on a regular basis, with our customers and our clients whom we are building a relationship with for our business perspectives? But let this be on our forefront. The Lord, give me souls, and God will honor you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We honor you, we appreciate you, we glorify you, we magnify you, because you are an awesome God. Lord, I pray you will burden our hearts and our minds, fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion, and fill our mind with the mind of Christ. And I pray, the Lord, as you look at the world and you are moved with compassion, oh, Father God, so shall we will, in Jesus' name, taking the gospel to the remotest parts of the world and keeping no stone unturned in sharing the gospel of Christ. I pray today for your flock. as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. Bless them, O Father God. Grant them your favor. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity and I cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the name of Yeshua. And we give you the praise and honor for healing your flock, O Master, giving them robust health and strength. We bless you for that and we honor you for that and give you praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. And we all said, Amen and Amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.